Que zoa, que onda, tu é bomba, né, o tu tem. Que mundo, osso, angola, o alô, contenta. Mundo, osso, angola, o alô, contenta.
JFK, take a flight to Atlanta. School my bitches and I fly to Havana. Bringing gifts to the town like I'm Santa. Wives and start to rub around like bananas. Black and white designer like a panda. Fast when he rolled up, call it Jamrock. I was trying to get signed like a Hancock. In Cubana, but I'm smoking like a Rasta. I put heat to your noodle, turn your pasta. Make a bitch turn pasta for the gata. Cotton point, getting green, it's a lot. On the beach, while she drinking all the matas. Cooking and she be sniffing through my boxes. I'm just trying to stuff aside like a locker. Call me Castro, get some nice with the narcos. Ship it back to the team, Mayo Marcos. You don't want beef, you get shells, here's a taco. Make it sour over cheese, if it's nachos. Hit me, hit me when I finish, call it vatos. Feels like when I'm busting out of rojo. Un poquito, quiero sexo. Put that heat up to your bean like espresso. Cause I'm all about the green like a gecko. Yo soy F. Okay, mi gente, hey. Call up the plug up a customs. To hell with the smuggling. You and I'm a level, little puto. Tell me how you like your money, nigga, mucho. Skits got hits, little bitch. Call me little Abu Pujos.
Mundo, osso, angola, walo, contenta. Mundo, osso, angola, walo, contenta. Mundo, osso, angola, walo, contenta. Mundo, osso, angola, walo, contenta.
Yo me busco el dinero. Hasta que un día a mí me toca el cementerio. Recortando, traficando en el medio. We don't do the grams, yo lo muevo entero. Solo asegúrate que no me le eche fentanyl. Asegúrate que no me le eche fentanyl. Had a lot of niggas dying in the bando. Stop it from making money in the bando. Niggas lying, they be talking like they Rambo. Got that big drum, pa' que quiera mambo. Shooting through the window, me está manejando. Pop off, off, off like Rando. Yo no cojo esa, yo tengo el comando. Fácilmente par de balas yo te mando. Pues si nigga, tú no sabes lo que ando. Tú no sabes en verdad que tienes rango. Tú no sabes quién te está vigilando. Por eso todos los días yo me la engancho. These niggas doing voodoo, ando santería. Ave, ave, ave María. These niggas doing voodoo, ando santería. Ave, ave, ave María. I'm a boss, I'm a goon, estoy en otra liga. Can't compete or defeat my energía. These niggas doing voodoo, ando santería. Ave, ave, ave María. These niggas doing voodoo, ando santería. Ave, ave, ave María. I'm a boss, I'm a goon, estoy en otra liga. Can't compete or defeat my energía. When I walk through the room, todo el mundo mira. In the game, in my lane, como quiera envidia.
Mundo, osso, angola, walo, contenta. 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 Fidelia, Fidelia, Fidel de Castro. Fidelia, Fidelia, Fidel de Castro. Fidelia.
Hey guys, welcome back to an all new episode of Lit Like Leash, the podcast, the only podcast on the internet that gives you the three best things in life, and that's weed, chicks, and vibes. So go ahead and light up your bongs, blunts, and joints, and spark up your mind.
Spit some bars on it, fucking microphone.
Okay.
Heat.
All right, let me do the introduction, I guess. I ain't got no blunts rolled. That's a first. The introduction with no blunts. Damn. All right, though. Can they hear me? Mic check one. I'll take. Shut that mic down a little bit.
This one?
Yeah, it's off a little bit.
Which way?
Right there. And then swing that over here real quick. I'm sorry, Marty. You know, this is the first time we got this many creatives in here on our holiday potluck.
Hey,
and with chairs. So that's, before, everybody was standing. So I'm looking like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to hit you guys in the face. But yeah, so thank you for assaulting the mic for me.
Gotcha.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to a very special edition of the third season of the Lit Like Leash podcast, the only podcast on the internet that gives you those three best things in life that we all love, which is weed, chicks, now I got some, and vibes. Last week they made fun of me, and I was just really hurt, and I just wasn't understanding why I can't be chicks by myself. I don't get it.
That's a plural word.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Let her be great.
That's just what everyone
Let her be
knows.
Great.
All right. Today is the second edition of the Holidays Potluck series. The last one was Thanksgiving. It was lit. I had no food, but it was lit. This time I planned ahead and ordered some chicken because I like chicken. I don't know about y'all. But we got a good select amount of different creatives in this hot box so far because people usually wind up coming until we end. So we'll see what happens. So we'll go ahead, starting right here next to me. Who's this next to me? Go ahead, ma'am.
Oh, hi. I was like, which way?
We're going.
My name is Velvet. I am a singer and musician. I play flute, piccolo, some piano.
You are classy, Jill.
Yo, okay. I've been playing flute now for 20 years. Yeah.
Oh, you trained?
Yeah, trained.
Oh, you Juilliard material?
I mean, you gotta be humble, but like, okay. I'm good.
Like, I'm humble, good. But I think I'm great.
No, yeah. Velvet actually came upon because of the texture of my voice. That's how I got my stage name. Low key. I had a friend that told me that when he heard me speak or sing, he imagined that it's what if Velvet had a texture, like, or sound, that's what it sounded like. So I was like, thank you, because niggas can't spell my name and I don't have time for this. But yeah, it's lit. I'm excited. It's my first podcast.
Really? I love that. Thank you for coming on here with
Anytime.
Us. Who's next? Well, you don't got anything else you want to say real quick? We got shameless plugs at the end still for everyone.
Got you.
So you don't have to rush everything. Yeah, you're a hotbox man. You got to talk, man.
No. Name Jose. Oh, not really an artist. Just a regular dude.
Same. Velvet hit welcome.
Me. She hit me Wednesday, like, y'all got invited to a 420 podcast. She should come through, so.
You smoke?
Yeah, I just.
You saw me just hit that, right?
Yeah, was, so when she told me to come through, I'm like, all right, might as well show love. I've been to the podcast before, so thought it was interesting.
Oh, really? Where you been? Who was that? Who was it?
Ryan.
No, I mean, like, who you was with podcast?
No, I said I never did one.
Oh, I think so you did.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, I never did one.
So. I'm ready in my ears. Okay. Sammy, can you save the day?
What's up? How y'all doing? I'm Spanky, the photographer for Lowland. What's up? Greatest collective on earth. We coming up. We taking over the planet. Lowland for death. I talk too much. Yo, next. I'm high as fuck, bro.
What's going on? That's Marcellus Davis, you know what I'm saying? I'm a music artist coming out of Jersey, of course, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Rapping.
He's an OG. Don't act like you haven't been. Yeah,
it's my second time being on Alicia's podcast, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm glad because this is actually my first time celebrating 420.
Okay.
Me too.
Yeah,
let's go. You know what I'm saying? Like, on its day, like, usually when I was growing up, mm-hmm. we'll always get the weed, like, the day after. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, bro. Like,
but they had specials?
Huh?
What, they had specials?
Nah, I mean, we was teenagers. We ain't really know what the fuck we was doing.
I swear to God, plugs the 420 specials.
I wish they would be.
But yeah, I just dropped my new project, Crossroads, you know what I'm saying? It's doing numbers. Yes. And a number one, well, not a number one. I feel like it's a number one single.
It's definitely a number one.
Called Bust Down on all platforms, you know what I'm saying, with my homeboy Chase from out of Toronto. So whenever you get a chance, go ahead and look that up.
No, wait, let's, I want to look it up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What up?
What up?
Yeah. Gang, it's good, bro.
Yo, bro, what's your name?
Marcellus Davis, M-A-R.
I have, like, no service down here. So I'm going to check it out, though.
Holy fuck.
Breathe, girl.
Bro, while you at it, push your Instagram.
Got it. Y'all remember that song? I was thinking about that shit yesterday. I was at the Weed Olympics. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's finish the instructions before I start cutting niggas off.
Okay. Hi, everybody. How's it going?
What up?
Work. How you doing? I go by the stage name Dupree Suave. I am in. I'm an R&B, neo soul, and hip hop artist from New Jersey. From the with the same collective as my man's right here, Marcellus Davis. We represent Soul Lifted Records, independent artist level from New Jersey.
Okay.
I've been. This is my first time being on a podcast that's been successfully run. You know. Without, like, all the times that I tried doing it and it didn't work out so well.
But wait, you tried to have a podcast?
Yeah, I'm gonna get back on that soon because we're
while it's hot. You know, it's like gold right now.
Oh, yeah,
everybody.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. That was like one of the big talks we had when we first started out, you mm-hmm. know, Solific Records, is that we definitely wanted to have a podcast where we can have the talent talk about their upcoming projects and stuff like that. I'm currently working on a bedroom pop project right now called the Calliope EP. which I hope to set by like mid to late summer. So hopefully that'll be coming out soon. It's a new vibe for me, that genre I haven't touched before. So mm-hmm. always gotta try new things.
That's lit. Keep it creative. Of course. That's the only thing to do when you're creative. You gotta try and better yourself.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Also, I brought juice boxes.
Yo,
word.
I see you got the cold water too.
Yeah, no, but she ain't show you what I brought in
for the juice box.
No problem. No problem.
Is there any way that my guy, I mean him for footage, not footage for the original. Like, is there any way we could just move down just a tad bit? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm gonna disrupt.
So make a little space,
just a tad.
Scooch that mic back a little bit, a tad. Like, no, no, that way, that'll way. See, now we have to stand on stage. No, you can. If you can, you can stand if you want. Oh, he said I got the stool. You heard? Linear. All right, welcome back, guys. All right, let's finish up. Let's go ahead and let the people sit there. Since you just walked in, introduce yourself.
Oh, my name's, excuse me. My name's Carell. I live in New Brunswick, Little Somerset.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who, what, you just came with Skids?
Oh, yeah, I'm with Skids, yes,
Yeah,
Skids
Local be the name. Yep. You know the game. What's going on,
guys?
Yeah. That's your
nickname. Oh, I don't really have a nickname or nothing like that. But
yeah,
y'all. Oh, Instagram. Oh, is Noosh Money.
We can't call you Rel.
Yeah, you can call me Rel. Yeah.
Okay.
Me,
that's what I'm talking about. King Rel.
Yeah.
Wow. We got a name on the streets.
He's stupid.
Oh, by the way, just to point this out, Marcellus actually did a song with Skits.
A lot of the creators I have on here, I didn't know that they all work together. A lot of them.
Well, we met here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, I mean like sometimes when they'll come on here and they'll be like, oh wait, no, I know him. Oh, that's great. Okay, I didn't know, like, you know, the little vibe y'all just had.
It's a vibe.
I love it.
That's bro.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? I'm bringing people together and shit.
You should.
As I should. Who's next? Skits.
Thank you. What's going on? My name is Skits Loco. At name is Skits Loco, SKITTZLOCO. That's on everything. Music on all platforms. Videos out. Check me out. YouTube, Skits Loco. Gang.
What you just drop? What you just drop?
I dropped Crack Phone and Lukiana. It's a remix of Tatiana. You know, the game is here, so it's Lukiana. And working on a video right now. About to fly to Miami to shoot this shit. Be on the lookout for that sometime in June. I'm flying out the end of next month. So album coming really, really, really soon. Like, before the summer is over.
You gotta have to let me know about that. It's good.
Big facts. You know that you're real right.
Hi,
and then there was you.
Hey, it's Trapping Nikki. You feel me? That's my ass.
You heard.
Okay. You know. I hate when it gets to my part.
Yeah.
She's like, hi. Don't look at me.
Oh, actually, don't look at me. Imagine. Don't look at me. Just let me do my intro. Don't look at me.
I feel like you're
evil.
Yo. That's it?
Ew. Yeah, she didn't answer.
She said, yeah. Yeah, hold up. I'm sorry. One second. I did just drop one of my poems.
Oh, you did? Let me go check that. Yeah, she's a poetess. Or is it poetress?
I don't know.
I fucked everything up.
It's
just
such
good.
Cool.
Yeah, I like
this. Trapping Nikki.
A joke. An honest comedy question. All right, who's next in this corner? Sleep.
Yo. What's good? It's Ebon. I'm a Renaissance man. I produce. You know, I make clothes, man. I rap. I exercise from time to time. You know what I'm saying?
You don't have eyes.
You be modeling stuff. I be seeing that.
Sometimes I got eyes. AKA Pac Sparrow.
Damn.
AKA Home Alone with your bitch.
Where you at? Chirp, nigga.
Why does he look so familiar though? I feel like I've seen you at like a show.
We've seen you somewhere.
Was it Julia? I think
we performed.
You had like a pink jacket on. You was wild on stage.
Yeah, that was me. Right. Okay. If I was yelling like, suck my dick, that was
me. Yeah, you was on some shit. I was like, yo. I had to go to the bathroom. I had to leave. I had to go to
the bathroom. The vibe.
That's crazy. Wow, small world.
It is.
For real.
Crazy as hell.
Oh, yeah, my Instagram, EBON_960.
I had to go on a hunt for that.
Pew pew. I hope you got your prey, bro.
That's your phone.
You
know what I'm saying?
All right, who next to me?
My name's Dewan Joy. I'm an artist out of Dover, New Jersey. I'm part of a collective named Lowland.
Gang. You be smoking that Dover Kush?
Yeah,
Dover Mid.
I mean, nah, my man's gets it from out here though. So,
but they told me it's not the mid that y'all like to smoke. So I mean,
oh no. You see, it's. I'm
said, nah, I'm not low on that level.
Nah,
you got a little bit, but
yeah, I'm gonna let you know. We smoke. We just, it's like an inside joke, you know what
I'm saying? No, I know the inside. I'm making a crack at you because they were like, Lowland only smoke mid.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, so
mid,
I'm like, they told me you only smoke mid, so I'm
like, respect, bro, we only smoke mid, man. Shout out Ghost. Facts. Shout out the mid monster, Ghost.
Facts.
Forest
disaster.
So yeah, I'm an artist. Like I said, I'm a part of a collective named Lowland. I guess I'd just say I'm a creative more than an artist, because like everything that I do is like my music is kind of different. Like the shit that I was making last year sounds nothing like the shit I'm making now, you know. So I don't know, I'm really trying to like, it's frustrating being an artist sometimes because I'm trying to find myself in music, but it's like I don't know what sound I want yet. You know, so right now I'm going through a lot of that type of shit.
That shit is
fucking shit. Yeah, we working. I dropped a music video. Matter of fact, I dropped a song called...
Go ahead. No, let me know what you just dropped.
I dropped a song called End of Nothing recently. It's just been doing numbers, thank God.
Was that the one with the fire R&B cover?
Yeah, that shit. So yeah, right now, I guess I'm somewhere between R&B and...
You're not going to
shoot
the pose real quick? Shoot the pose?
Let me see the pose.
Nah, it's not really a pose. I'm just like...
But he had Shawty on his head, on a shoulder, like...
So yeah, so that cover's actually something different. I'm dropping an EP called Searching Volume 1 that was supposed to drop April 25th, but... There's one song on it that's just not right yet. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, it's
like,
not at that.
The mix isn't right yet. And it's like, it's not enough time to put it out on like all the platforms or whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah. It's dropping May 25th now. So anybody that listens to this, look forward to that. Searching Volume 1.
Oh,
all
right. And we will be listening. Yeah. Trust me, I stalk everybody after they come on here. Don't act like I won't be in your inboxes asking how much you want to listen.
This is the wild hot box. I'm lit.
You ain't seen nothing fucking yet.
Yo, can I mention something real quick?
Are you got asthma?
Nah, I got my hair.
You got your inhaler.
Yeah. His mom doesn't let him leave home.
I thought, I don't know. That's crazy. I guess that.
I don't really have.
How you not really have?
You had me really feel like a psycho. Wait, what you about to say?
But yeah, I have this song called Blue that I've been performing for a long time, and I guess that's the most popular song I have right now. And I dropped a music video for it in the summer, and it was produced by this guy named Future Trey. And literally, this shit is a movie. So if you get a chance, look up Blue on YouTube by Dewan Joy. It's fire.
It's called
We Got Blue. On the first day, we did 5,000 views. That shit was crazy. Okay. That shit was crazy.
Jersey talent, man. Hell yeah.
And if I can say nothing less, Jersey talent is really burgeoning out here.
Oh, it is.
People are like, oh, there's so many creators. No, there's a lot of creators, but there's a lot of talent.
I've been proclaiming it since the year started. I feel like by mid-quarter two, beginning of quarter three, it's kind of just going to be a different thing.
Hell yeah.
You're right on top.
It's happening. Yeah. It's hit, like, we're right in the middle of it right now.
And now everyone's coming together, too, so it's very supportive.
It don't feel selfish in New Jersey no more.
No, and it was for a long time.
Yeah, it doesn't feel selfish anymore.
It's a beautiful time to be in the Garden State.
Hell yeah.
Yo, for real.
Yo, for real. Honestly. Talking about DMV, nah, Jersey. What you talking about?
Honestly. I'm from the Bronx, but I can honestly say the most talent and most people I work with is in Jersey. And I will never let nobody disrespect Jersey. I'm not even from here. Like, but y'all niggas got hella talent, OD. Like, yeah. And it's a variety. Like, it's not even just
spread across the
everything
whole
everything you want, you variety. Got. Anything you want, you got. What kind of you want to switch it up today? We got something for you. Everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Don't worry, y'all gonna get y'all shine. Like, y'all are. Like, I feel it coming for y'all too.
Oh yeah.
Public service announcement. Leisha will be phasing off of Backwoods. I know. I fucking know.
100% support you.
As a singer, Backwoods
I've been thinking about doing the
death.
Same thing though.
Because like, my group has been like literally saying the past week,
but then
like,
I don't know why. Yeah,
and every time I start smoking, and yesterday I smoked the paper and it was regular, regular. And I'm like, maybe I should just start rolling Fonto. It's like,
don't try to sing. Because it's
like, I do. I just can't roll them. I want to roll them like a blunt. And it
doesn't correctly after last. I like Jones. I think I'm a Jones.
I'm gonna actually start doing
words. Jesus, honey, fuck what? You gonna need something to cook that shit.
But actually, since we're talking about rolling and stuff, why don't we talk about the What's the Strain segment really quick? Since we've done the introductions, we can talk about what we brought, who rolled it, why we rolled it, like how we feeling, and who you want to sponsor you if you had to, if you were a cannabis influencer.
Goya.
I can't with Lowland.
Yeah, man.
Come back to Goya.
We want that free mango nectar.
That's it.
That's
it.
You forgot
that.
That's
all. That's all. That's all.
All right,
let's
send
that
somewhere
else to our house.
That's it. You
don't
want to
start
with Velvet?
That's it.
Let's start. You don't
want to
start
with Velvet?
I want the guava too.
You gonna tell us if you if you didn't bring anything, you can let me know what your favorite strain.
Oh no, I think my shit that we had rolled it up when we was doing intro.
Oh, okay. He said it's out there.
Oh no, I had
y'all high right now on it. I am. No, I am.
Yeah. Thousand people here. that was some Ghost Train, actually. And it's rolled up in the Dutch, because that's what I smoke out of.
Okay.
Got the papers every once in a while, but I'm going to touch them.
Listen, you should have seen me yesterday.
Did you
my
say
little
Ghost
permission.
Train?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
She like, what am I hitting? What did I hit?
She's so afraid.
It's too late. Now.
It's too late.
Now that shit called Ghost Train? That's wild.
Where are we going on this Ghost Train?
Where do you want to go?
What is the destination?
I don't even know.
How you catch that shit? It's invisible. You catch the Ghost Train. That's why you gotta hit the weed, bro. Next thing you know, you're gonna be seeing your great great grandfather smoking a blunt. It was good.
I'll be waiting for those experiences.
Look at her face.
Words. Oh, I smoke, like, you know. Like I
that's
smoke.
What I smoke, nigga.
Okay,
Ghost Train. I see you. Ghost Train, sponsored by Ghost Train, guys.
I was like, where is she going with this?
I don't know. Who's next? Spanky, what you bring?
That's some purple shit that my homie gave me.
Ooh.
Yeah, we smoked it already. I'm about to roll up a little bit later.
Yeah, I'm thinking about rolling again, too.
Yeah, I'm about to roll again in a bit. But yeah, that's some purple shit. My homie just, I hit him up. I was like, yo, you got some weed? You know, he's a backup plug. It's the homie.
I know.
Yo, yeah, backup plug, coming clutch.
Yeah, and I was like, yo, you got some weed? And he was like, yeah, it was what you need. And I was like, yo, can you do what you want for a Q? He said 50. Psh, easy money.
Nothing.
And he gave me some purple shit. And I was like, bet. But yeah, that's what we were smoking.
That dope
kush.
That dope kush.
Dope
kush. Who wrote this?
Blackwell Kush.
This is amazing.
Thank you.
Heavily.
I does
this.
Thank you. I'm going to start a master class. If you guys want to enroll, I'll let you know the link.
Enroll.
Yeah.
It's a bar.
Listen, I'm out here on my academic phase. Let me grow. Listen. Who's next?
Yo.
I didn't cop today. I'm an introvert, so I like to stay calm.
Of course.
So I'll be smoking like Blue Dream. And, like,
I love Blue Dream.
Top five. What is it?
Banana OG.
Where'd you get that from?
Banana OG's
yeah,
good
Cali.
Too.
I got a hookup in Cali.
Okay.
So she be putting me on. She be like, you be calm and shit, so I'm gonna just give you some shit. She gave me that. I'm like, alright.
It's okay. Working.
You know hybrids. Exactly.
Yeah.
Here.
Here. Should be a little bit. I thought I broke one in here.
No, I didn't bring anything today either, but I think kind of same thing with him. I'm an introvert, but I don't know. I think it's because I'm a masochist. I just like to be just like the same body high and shit instead of just like mine high. So I think the last thing that I smoked was a friend of mine hooked me up with a fifth of Fruity Pebbles.
Mm-hmm. Like, I tried that once.
Yeah. It's like that ratio was like 90 to 10. And to cut a sativa.
So you were asleep.
Oh, yeah. It was a good time, too, because, you know, school, anxiety, it was kind
of
like getting us. Out for like a good, I don't know, 20 hours.
A movie. Be like that.
An entire fucking day.
Be like that sometimes, man. I feel that.
Especially as a creative, like, go to sleep, wake up never. Okay.
Especially with a full time job.
Goddamn.
Smoke my eye.
I hate that.
That is the fucking worst.
Ooh, skits.
I keep going hush.
Oh, no fault. Skits local here, you heard. the bud I got, honestly, I forgot the name of the bud, but I did get it at the Weed Olympics last night. Shout out to that event.
Shout out to the Stoner Rumble.
Facts. So you know it's some loud, it's some gas.
Oh, that's not good. That's why you make it to the
What's the weed
today?
Olympics? Learn from the cops and shit? What is
it? Should have been it. It was last night.
What is it? Just like whoever passes out last wins?
Nah, it was a whole event. Like, niggas was performing. They had the vendors.
Oh, that was just the name. I thought y'all was actually
that's like, nah, because I was going to say, I won those Olympics in Tim's in like 2015 one time.
y'all was doing one hit Chicago. First person to die wins.
It was a vibe, though. It was definitely a vibe. That shit. Anyway, yeah, so I got it from there. I got a little bit of purple in there, you know what I'm saying? Which is why I got a little bit of purple on today, you know what I'm saying?
See.
To go with the
vibe
and the weed, you know?
You
better
match with your weed.
And it's so loud. It's lit. Y'all about to see, you know? Right. And what was the other question after that?
How you feeling today?
I'm feeling drained, I'm not gonna lie.
You were up all night with me last night.
Being high as hell, trying to do this music shit, I really don't get enough sleep. So
no.
I'm actually kind of tired today, but.
Wait till you get home and have the best sleep of your life.
Today?
Well, I don't know what you guys are doing. I have to go out tonight. That's a lot.
Yeah, but that's how I'm feeling. But I'm on positive vibes. I'm happy to be here with fellow stoners and musicians and shit.
Probably get high and go watch the Pets movie.
Yo, the new one, right?
The Secret
Life of
Pets.
Wow.
Sorry. What
I'm
the fuck do
Pet
they
Cemetery.
Do?
They just be
What's
bugging.
You ever seen that movie?
Bugging, that's it.
You ever seen that movie?
I got a pet. He's stealing. What the? Do I have to?
Nah, yeah, he's out there hitting licks, bro.
He be doing crazy shit when you're not home.
He out there hitting licks, bro. I promise you.
I'll fuck you.
What happened?
It's like Garfield and shit. Nah, bro. Yeah, but they be singing and dancing in the movie and shit. It's
if cute. I caught Garfield trying to steal my shit, I would fuck Garfield up, son. Fuck.
Whatchamacallit?
I'm gonna call it.
Garfield eat
old lasagna.
Word.
I love lasagna. So if you
said he's my lasagna,
get your fucking hands off my lasagna.
No, I'll come back to you next time.
I was like, this is too many. I'm not prepared.
I'd be mad as fuck if I see a cat eating my lasagna. I'd be like, yo.
Nah,
we're just too high right now.
Yes,
we're squaring up. Should have left it out.
Right?
You in the
cat.
Hello. That ain't
your bag, right? Your mellow bag, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's get started on some of the topics. Actually, you brought something, guys.
Thank you.
Black Widow.
No.
Did you? Oh yeah.
So now you want to hop up with your answer? I was like, Velvet, you want
to
go?
I just, I wasn't crazy prepared, Velvet. Bro. I ain't going to lie to you. I needed to hear somebody else answer.
Oh, see, look, I know. You don't want to answer stupid.
I'm
never
like,
at
I'm
like,
now I'm going to wait. Finish. Yeah.
So you set me up.
Yeah.
That's what I had.
It's all good.
Yeah, it did.
What you bought in that cup?
Oh, that's the sacred juice.
Sacred?
That's the sacred juice.
By who's Jesus?
Hispanics.
Okay.
That's the
coquito. I was about to say.
It's maracuyá.
Nah, I got the ill maracuyá.
Oh, yo.
Shit.
That is sacred. That is sacred.
What's that, mama wanna?
Nah. Yo, my that's yo,
huevo,
that'll
you know
fuck
saying?
You up.
That's that passion fruit juice.
Yeah, facts. I'm passionate right now.
Yeah, I'm feeling very passionate.
Nah, I brought some.
You brought black fucking widow. Oh my god, who do you have as a connect in New Jersey? I cannot.
Queens.
Where in Queens?
Everything's
in
fucking.
No, I was in Brooklyn at an open mic on Thursday, and my girl that works the door. So, yeah.
I was like, is anywhere near St. John's? I want to some black widow.
It just smell like jazz music.
You gotta do like wine, you know? You gotta let it breathe.
It just smells great. We were. Oh my god.
So, you rolling that? Or you rolling that? Tomorrow night.
I got you. I'm gonna let you know already.
Let's mix it. Or you wanna do it natural?
This is definitely John Coltrane. It's 100% John Coltrane.
Natural is good. It's natural. It's good by itself.
I promise you.
I brought that fried chicken. I smoked this on Thursday and it did some dumb high shit coming back from the city, waiting on the wrong side of the platform for the A. And I'm like, I'm going to wait right here because you know what makes sense. And then my train comes on the other side and I'm like, motherfucker. But then I had to walk around. I ended up meeting some dope creatives though. We were like singing on the train and shit. It was fine.
Did you get on the, train going the wrong way though?
All the time.
One day I was high as fuck.
I'm a fake New Yorker.
Oh, nah, some shit like that.
I didn't go that far.
I was high as fuck. Not actually Coney Island, but I was like, I was close.
How you go that many stops without realizing?
I literally got on the train.
Oh, okay.
Next thing I knew, I was like, fuck, I'm going the wrong way.
It was like last exit.
Last stop.
Bro, on the F in Queens, I get off on 169 to go to school. Okay. So, like, that's damn near the last stop on the F train. Mm-hmm. Going the other way. And I was...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like...
Yo, you gotta ride back.
You went through mad shit.
Yeah, bro.
Wait to get to Brooklyn.
Nah, that was mad. It delayed my trip a half hour. I was like... It was worth the high, though. But...
Who could roll a really good fat joint?
Me. I promise you. I swear on my life, is there a filter?
I believe.
No.
I might have some shit to help you in my pocket. I don't know.
Does anyone have Fanta?
When you go to college, there's a bunch of white people, they learn how to roll a joint. Because that's all white people.
That's why I don't smoke with white people.
Well, we're going
to
do the Fanta.
I mean, I'm kind of forced to smoke with white
joints
people.
Joints be tasting like fucking hot air.
I swear. Joints taste like hot air.
Oh,
you have a filter.
What were you hiding out?
Where the fuck is my
You don't smoke joints, you got a filter in your pocket just for...
I put that shit in
You don't smoke joints, but you got a filter in your...
Oh, you got the woods.
Oh. I remember where we were. I just was thinking, that's a good idea. You put it in the backwood?
Yeah, because the smoke, it draws like more smooth.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like part of the Red Sea, that shit.
I'm still smoking.
I've known this man for about a year and a half now.
Yeah.
And he's the wokest white man you've ever met in your life.
He is.
I'm sure. About to fall asleep, so that shit might change.
He's the single most cultured motherfucker I ever met in my life. This shit's funny as hell.
I'm a little spicy, I guess.
Yeah.
You got a little above
He's a spicy
It's a little, like...
So, we're going to have truth time right now. Truth time is, it's 420 weekend, and your girl does not know actually what to do with the Bonto leaf.
I've never rolled a Fronto leaf either.
I don't know.
I don't
know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't Put that shit in a pepper grinder.
In a pepper grinder. Oh, you trying to lose some fat?
Yeah, yeah. Only. It's the only thing I do. What are you doing? How dare you even like?
I love how everybody stopped and was like, why are you just
working? Anyway, so we can do on to what's the tea segment. Can you hit that screen for me? And you might have to put in the password.
Wait, so am I not rolling this joint anymore?
Oh, you're.
I don't know.
You're rolling the joint like the weed I give you.
I guess so.
Five.
I've never rolled joint before.
Nah, should I do this on air?
Roll a joint for pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, are they gonna come to my house straight, and search me down for my laptop? I mean, they heard the password.
You never rolled a straight fronto?
No.
I've seen people.
I usually roll paper and.
Wait, I'm sure wait. I can. It's just.
I'm sorry. Do you want me to just put some of this in a joint, or do you want me to roll the fronto?
You know what? Do the joint in the fronto. Do that.
Put the joint in the fronto?
Whatever you do.
Get
it rolled.
Yeah.
Yeah, yo, just I guess just put pieces in a joint.
Pieces of the fronto in the joint?
Yeah. You know, just have a strip.
And then you're trying to split a little bit.
I don't know what you're
basically.
Yo, my man's gonna take over this. Period.
Let my man's handle
it. It sounds like so
good. Yeah, I mean, like, you can do it either way. It don't matter. I just want to show off.
I don't know what y'all want to do.
You got to sprinkle the you got to do that shit like Parmesan and Olive Garden.
Yeah. Sprinkle. Like Salt Bay, Fonto Bay. All
right. Y'all remember when, oh, What's the Tea is the segment on the podcast where we talk about the tea we saw in the Instagram blogs that I love to stalk and follow. Shouts out to the Shade Room and their toxic comments. Also, you know, the local news or whatever news media outlet that Trump doesn't have control of, that we see the injustices and social prejudices and stuff like that. We bring that up as well during this time. And we're gonna get a little sad for a second. Y'all want the good or y'all want the bad first?
Fuck it.
Give me the band-aid.
Okay. So, y'all remember, well, I'm just gonna say this is the anniversary, which I thought was so fucking bizarre, just on the fact that this is the anniversary of the Columbine shooting, and this week was the Virginia Tech shooting anniversary as well. And on papers, yeah, inside the my weed bag.
Right. Goodie bag.
Yeah.
Sorry, continue.
And I was like, and I saw in the news today that the Columbine shooting was actually today, and I'm like, who would want to kill somebody on 420?
Right.
Like, why? What?
Why were you not high?
Like, why weren't you high? Like, what? You could have just smoked them.
But did you hear about the teenager that was obsessed with Columbine?
She killed herself.
Yeah,
but like they were hunting her down. Yeah. She was about to, like, what she was plotting on it.
I think so.
She was, but.
And she shot herself naked or some shit.
These niggas are different these days. I don't know what's in the water.
The generation is crazy.
Something in the water, though.
That's PCP water, that's water.
Yes. So, I guess, I just think about the after effects. Like, mass shootings then were such a shock. Like, that was the biggest shooting in a high school with Columbine and Virginia Tech was just, I don't know if that was the biggest college, I don't think so, but I think that was just a shock at the time too, just on the amount of deaths. But it's just, now mass shootings, when you look at it, it's like becoming a norm.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking like, we hear about a mass shooting now, do you even bat an eye? Do you even see a hashtag for every single mass shooting?
Do you remember January, like last year, when like weeks in a row, for the first couple months of the year, that shit was happening like every week.
Yeah.
Like multiple times.
Yeah. What was it? Like almost 136 by like the middle of June?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
How do you wake up and you're like, I'm gonna shoot up the school today?
Right.
It's just wild innocent people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's so insane.
Because, you know, that's having all of those kinds of emotions are like right here in the frontal cortex. And if like if that shit's gone, then.
You're fucked.
That's just only bound for.
You don't have any morals after that point. It's done.
That shit is crazy.
And I don't know. I thought about the Sandy Hook shooting because I was looking at the news today and they were like, Columbine was a lot
because it was the first shooting for high school kids. And I was like, but what about the one with the little ass kids that was the shooting?
Right. That shit was wild.
That shit like, crazy.
They said that that was a lie.
I was going to say all like the controversy in the sense where they're like, oh, all these people that are at all the shootings are like hired actors. Because one guy kept popping up at different shootings. Mm-hmm. And it was like,
wait.
Yeah, and it was like people popping up at different shootings. Like, why? How is your life that fucked up that you were involved in two mass shootings?
Like, how? You like, what are the odds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was someone that was in the Columbine shooting that survived, that then went on to go to college at Virginia Tech, and then
I
they
heard
were
about
in the shooting.
Yeah.
That shit might happen. I'm saying there's real conspiracies going on.
But
that shit seemed
real.
Real
life
me.
That you're fucked. Yeah.
Get shot at Davey. I'm saying you tough, right? You yeah, but like that's not no conspiracy. That's just people getting shot. It's fucked up. But it's real shit going on, and I feel like people spend too much time trying to like find a conspiracy theory rather than just recognize the actual things that are going on. Cause like man, like you know, like we talked about it last podcast. I used to go to this dude's crib, man. He'd be showing me videos on like the flat earth and shit. I'd be like,
really,
what about this? He'd be like, oh
update.
Nah, listen. I'm like, what about spaceships? He's like, oh man, they fake space. The sky is a screen and it can project a heat and, you know, simulate weather. And then the video
kind of
is like, oh yeah, volcanoes? Aha, what? So you're saying they can't run pipes under the earth to shoot lava up? And I'm like, why you even need to fucking explain volcanoes?
How big would the pipes have to be?
Whoever it was, they were schmack coming up with that whole shit. But it's like, when you pay too much attention to dumbass shit like that, you don't recognize the actual thing that's going on.
Yeah.
You want to talk about conspiracies related to mass shootings?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about how the majority of them are like straight white males, right? The real conspiracy behind those shootings is not all this fucking like Metal Gear Solid shit with like actors and holograms and all that. It's the fact that a country whose roots are in like taking a certain group of people and then them trying to maintain a power structure over other groups of people.
Stand
you know
here,
what I'm saying? And then the real conspiracy behind the shootings is like, the shit is privilege. That's the real thing.
I'm sorry, do I got a knock on this fucking mic?
Yeah. It's not fucking actors.
Fucking
it's
speech.
None of that shit. It's just like, when people come up with that, they're different.
And it's a
and
white
like
guy,
there's mental issues and all that, but I feel like almost that type of shit is a mental issue, because you're all contributing towards this like
narrative,
malicious like cancerous type of like, yo, it's us, you know what I'm saying? It's us and then it's them.
Lighter,
no. I like my jokes. Oh, you serious, nigga?
Your lift has arrived.
You serious, nigga?
Do not make your own soundtrack to the movie.
Nah, but yeah, so like conspiracies, it's like, fuck that. It's so much real shit going on. You can see conspiracies every day.
Yeah.
You know, a motherfucking conspiracy. I was driving here, motherfucking heard the radio. There's a commercial talking about, can you not afford Viagra? You can save $650 if you buy generic blah blah blah. Call this number. I'm like, who the fuck spending $650 on Viagra? That's a conspiracy. Fuck an actor in the shooting, you know what I'm saying? That's a conspiracy. Who buying that much fucking Viagra? What you doing with that?
A conspiracy is the fact that there was like, what, $160 million or $1 billion funded to the Notre Dame Cathedral
yeah,
fire.
That shit is crazy.
But Flint still don't got no working water.
See?
You get it?
No.
Yeah,
but that's a conspiracy on its own.
I don't think that's a conspiracy.
Just that's just America.
I mean, that's just like picking and choosing. Billionaires pick what they want to support.
Like, how he just come up with that?
Yeah, that's why my point is.
Oh, okay.
This shit tastes beautiful.
That shit is wild, yo. It's like, shit.
Half of them
ever been
it
here.
It does taste like
ever. Saw a picture in a history book somewhere and said it's eloquent.
What the fuck?
But we can't donate at least a bottle of water.
Or help like your own
baby
out some shit.
I mean. But let's go into another negative thing that we got to get out the way real quick. Y'all remember when Liam Neeson was in the news back
Randomly wanted to kill somebody.
If y'all don't know, Liam Neeson came out as a racist.
He said,
I'm not full-blown racist.
No way.
No, wait. I'm saying metaphorically. He didn't just come out. I'm just saying, like, he let us know he's a racist. Oh, thanks, babe.
Now he gonna be the one that's taken.
Exactly.
It's smoke for Liam Neeson. You an actor. You don't fight for real. I fight for real. What's up? Meet me on the Batman mountain. I'll slap the shit out you.
Batman mountain. But I was listening to this podcast.
Don't let that bolt.
The Read. I don't know if y'all listen to them. I love them. But they were talking about the fact that it wasn't that he was... It wasn't the fact that he was so much so searching for the black man. It was for the fact that he had did it for a week. And for them, it was that he didn't come out as a racist in his apology or something like that. He said, I'm not a racist. And that was it at the end. He said, I want this to become a conversation for how racism can happen in any form. And then they were talking about the fact that he went and did it for a week is something that's beyond racism. Do you think that the fact that he searched for a black man for a whole week, not just one time, for the fact that he did it, is beyond racism, beyond
I think this shit personally was racist, period, because the thing is, when he was like talking about it, he said he was looking for that dude. He was just like, I was so mad at her or whatever, I was looking for somebody black that could.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo.
So it could have been anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
It is different. He's on some other shit. Fuck that motherfucker.
Well,
if it would have happened, it wouldn't have been a crime of passion. But the thing is, the passion would have gone into looking for that dude.
Yeah. You want to know what's crazy, though? Like,
why is it such a big
black man, not the black man.
You want to know what's crazy? There's plenty of white people that wake up every day feeling that way, and they have fucking badges.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, there's... black children. Minus like black adults. There's black children getting killed every day. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? On top of it, another conversation is black people are killing black people. You know what I'm saying? This shit is just crazy, man. Like, this shit is just crazy.
Who is this?
Exactly. That whole situation with Nipsey Hussle.
That's what I just thought. That's why it made me sad just now. Like, damn, because. It's the truth. It's too much. I thought black on black crime was like, I'm not going to say non-existent, but I didn't think it was so much so that it would be against someone that's helping the community. I thought black on black crime in my naive ass head is against someone you have an evil person, someone that must deserve it in your eyes for some reason. That's the reason.
Jealousy
and envy will make you off a nigga. It don't matter if they're a good nigga or a bad nigga. If somebody's more privileged than you and you feel like you deserve that shit and you're not where they at, that's gonna make
because when you're jealous, you start to build like, oh, so why were they chosen except for me? And then you start to build like,
and hatred for them.
All on your own, essentially, because the person doesn't need to do anything. You know me.
Yeah, because you can hate somebody, but if you're obsessed with them, then it's like that's OG.
I feel like,
are you ill over them now?
I feel like hatred is obsession.
Because you could dislike somebody,
but you don't really carry that so much, you know. Hatred is like you're thinking about it when they're not there. I hate this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hate this shit. Like, what I hate is, like, shit they play in, like, grocery stores. You know what I'm saying? I think about that when I'm not there. Because I don't want to be in there hearing, like, Nickelback.
But you would consider that an obsession, though?
I'll say.
Nah, yeah, because hatred is something that's maintained. You know what I mean?
I hope not.
So it's maintained. Hatred is like love. There's love and there's hate. So hatred takes the same amount of commitment that love does. Because you're committing to hate this thing. You're carrying it with you. Like you would carry the love for somebody.
I feel that.
A form of obsession.
Like take
it's not obsession. It's a type of obsession.
Interesting.
Yes, you got
it.
A little bit. She's like this one. What?
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm so sad. But that the article that you sent about the guy that was going around transmitting HIV.
Damn it. I wasn't going to like drop like a joke and then like
we didn't hear me.
I was like I started off.
You can still drop it. Just edit that part.
Now we want to hear the joke.
I actually did have a joke, and now that I put the spotlight on that, I just want to put the spotlight back on the truth. I don't have a joke. I just wanted to talk, but then I didn't realize you knew already. Sorry. But now that you do know what we're going to talk about, there is a nasty award that's going to be dedicated to this nigga. Mm-hmm. I saw in the Shade Room that there was on Instagram, and then I went on their actual website because this is the first time I've ever clicked through to go to their website to read it. But this dude was going on dating apps and meeting women, and they did an 11-month sting. Mind you, 11-month sting. Keep that in your head on this nigga while he was going around and transmitting this HIV to different women with no protection. And they let him do that for 11 months. Now, my thing is, y'all ain't arrest him if once y'all knew that he was doing this. We doing stings on HIV.
Look, that's how much they don't give a fuck.
They want that shit to spread.
We are disposable. Mm.
So, my question is, do you guys believe that the government has the cure for HIV?
Yeah, of course. Dr. Sebi had the cure for HIV. That's why they killed him.
You gotta think about it. HIV is like man-made.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, of course they gotta have
it. I saw this meme that was like, HIV is only transferable or whatever. And then the government was like, oh, so how'd the first person get it? And the government was looking like, oh, shit.
I still asked that. I'm like, all right, where'd it start from?
Dead.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm mad. Like, honestly,
they say
like,
they say from monkeys.
Yeah.
Hell no.
We don't even be around monkeys.
I think the theory.
Some people, some scientists, it was like be fucking with monkeys too much.
Disease that only had monkeys.
Like they be touching monkeys and shit. Sometimes they don't wash their hands.
And so it can fuck with us.
They might fly so close. Regular person.
Honestly, the main objection though is to wipe us all off. So they're gonna do shit that's gonna eliminate us. You feel me? They're gonna put AIDS and shit out here, and then they're gonna say, oh, it's because of the gay man. That's why we have AIDS. So then we have a hatred towards gay men. We off these niggas. Then they're gonna say it's monkeys. Then we off for animals. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just built on hatred, and they just trying to wipe us the fuck out. That's the end result. That's why we're killing each other. They're killing us. Like, it's to wipe us the fuck off.
Community. You gotta think back. Like, you go back to, like, how Bloods and Crips, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Supposedly, there's the story that, you know, the Bloods and the Crips, they had their own things going on, but it was to protect the black community.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? It was to keep the cops out, the white person out, whatever the fuck was going on. So, what did the cops do? They had motherfuckers dress up like certain territory gang members going to certain gangs, fuck shit up. And that's why, like, supposedly there's like the whole beefs and shit going on. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
They did that with the Black Panthers too.
The Bloods and the Crips actually came from when the Black Panthers disbanded. They went off and they formed different, like, you know, groups to like protect the community. Yeah. But then through shit like that,
because like PD rolled up in Holmes' crib and clapped them two times.
The FBI had a whole operation to destroy them called COINTELPRO. Part of that operation was putting heroin in the community as well. Yeah. Like they were trying to disrupt the fuck out of every single like solid piece. Yeah, exactly. That they built. Fuck Ronald Reagan.
That's where that crack came.
He needs some lotion and he needs these hands. He's such a dick.
Did y'all know that New Jersey said they're gonna stop training their canines to sniff weed?
They can still smell it. You know what though?
This is the thing.
They have a signal they could give the dogs to just give a positive. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter if they smell it or not. Yeah. If they want to do some, they could just be like, you know, and the dog, they gonna know. They gonna be like, you got it.
I'm sorry,
you got it.
Do that again, please.
It's loud. He got it, huh?
Can you do that again?
You already know what it is, baby.
You know what it is.
Don't stop.
Stop.
Okay,
right? Like.
Okay, I'm crying.
Hip hop is not dead. Change gonna come, just like Barack said.
Okay.
You better.
Did y'all see that? Why did I say Will Smith?
Will Smith.
Jaden.
Jaden changed his name to Jaden.
Yo, what if Jaden Smith was Jadakiss? I want to see that movie, yo.
Freaky Friday? Wait,
did y'all hear that Jaden brought his dad out at Coachella recently?
Yeah, I
did not, but let's talk about it. So let me know. What happened?
It was late. He was just like performing.
Wait, they were rapping together 90s style? Or?
Nah, I only saw a video of him rapping by himself. I couldn't hear what he was performing, though.
He said all the Coachella crowds look whack.
Oh,
yeah.
And like especially like bro man, like if you look like if you saw the videos for like the fucking like Reggaeton like, artists like shit, like the J Balvin and like Bad Bunny crowds, bro, that Mayo ass crowd had no idea what they were watching.
That
bro.
Shit just looked
they
like
they did not deserve that, bro. I'll that shit lit.
Not deserve that.
Fuck, bro.
That shit looked like milk so in the desert.
Bro, that shit was so why I don't treat him like that.
Yo,
like,
and tell me how after that, I'm about to go on a Hispanic rant. Tell me how after that, like 2 days after that, some promoters try and put together all Hispanic festival lineup, and guess where they put that shit? Mm-hmm. Wisconsin.
Shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck is in Wisconsin?
You got Miami, New York, Wisconsin? Chicago, everywhere. Wisconsin?
Yo, they probably. I think they're down there to see, you know, the civics and stands.
No, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
Wisconsin probably got some Scooby Doo shit.
And that lineup looked lit. That lineup looked lit. All the white people in Wisconsin.
All the white people in Wisconsin.
They don't even know
Let
what to do.
Let them know you're real.
Like, I love Bad Bunny. Shut the fuck up.
I heard he had that song with Drake.
That's
that word. Oh, like Cardi B.
Oh, no.
Fuck yeah, dude.
You pass me water?
Listen, speaking of Cardi B, she says she ain't nobody's role model. Again.
She don't Cardi need to again? Be.
What's wrong with that?
I don't see that's no problem. I'm saying after the whole controversy with her, the people were saying that she was robbing people.
Oh,
back in the day,
Beyonce was robbing people.
No. Beyonce.
Hold on. Back in the day,
I heard. I was really high.
I was in college when she came on Love and Hip Hop. I'm very
sure.
Yeah. It was
literally
2 years.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not even phased by it.
She's a stripper. Like, no, but people strippers have been hitting licks.
Okay, so,
and then Twitter's like, oh my god, Cardi B hitting licks. Like, no, that's what strippers do.
So, we're not gonna talk shit about the niggas that are taking the strippers home.
That's what I'm saying. Like, y'all stupid.
These niggas,
what the fuck did you expect?
Low key, like, it's no reason why you falling asleep with your pockets all fat and shit. Like,
you went home with a chick that smelled like she been wearing 6 months, like, coins and pennies.
Come on,
Let's go back on topic before we run out of time.
That's facts. Like.
Did y'all hear about the war on cannabis documentary with Snoop Dogg?
It's a shame.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
The war on cannabis.
Yes.
Terrible.
Wait, what's wrong?
Yeah,
that's on Netflix?
No, yeah, but Snoop Dogg, a bunch of the high celebrities that we all know. Snoop Dogg, who else?
Like
I think
Seth
Method
Rogen
Man,
shit.
Seth Rogen. Yeah. Are all going to be doing
stoners?
A documentary. Yeah, the stoners of Hollywood are going to be in doing a documentary with Netflix who have been... Hello, can we give a clap for Netflix lately?
Yeah.
Because y'all on y'all melanin wave, and I am supporting it through and through. They are coming out.
I'm still mad.
What happened?
They canceled.
I was mad about that.
I was.
They canceled what?
The Get Down.
It had
its
run.
It had a one season
two
run.
Season.
It was
two seasons.
You're right.
The
it felt like one.
It
was only like 4 episodes. But anyway, they also are going to be coming out with an Ava DuVernay movie about the Central Park 5 back in the 70s with those teenagers that got arrested wrongfully and were bullied by the police and said that they were raped. They raped a white jogger.
Yeah,
I remember that shit.
So she's coming out with the movie on that, and you know, Netflix just dropped Beyonce's Blessing to the Lord, and
I heard people crying when they said
it. It was beautiful.
He said I'll stop driving.
You gotta listen to the soundtrack. You
gotta
listen to the soundtrack.
She's a musical genius. Like the way that
she's a marketing genius. Yeah. I don't know what her and Jay-Z, who they put their brains together and they said, we're on this melanin wave. What do you mean? We about to kick, we going to drop the Trayvon Martin doc. We going to drop
it. Private is fucked. They don't want nobody in their business unless they tell you about
their business. Like,
that's crazy.
Like, off a movie.
She got that a lot
of the social media. So she got $4 million. Wait, hold on. What you saying, Spanky?
But then she flipped that into the Netflix deal, which is worth 60.
Yeah.
She flipped 4 into 60 like that.
She's you better know how to finesse these white king.
It was 12 mil. I think it was 12 mil was up. But she wanted all the footage, so she made that pay cut.
Yeah.
Either way.
Exactly.
I'm still making more money.
Wait, she wanted to own all the footage?
Yeah. And then that's how she puts it into
that. Everybody going to be trying to use that shit.
She made more money off of it.
That's how she
puts
it in the next. She has 60 million in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Easy money.
That's
fine.
Generational wealth.
Well, what happened to the spicy talk part of the podcast where we talk about some random questions now that I'm going to start incorporating into this episode. Anyway, first question. Which hobby do you people say you're obsessed with? We're going to start in a circle with you, Velvet.
Okay. I crochet and knit.
You're obsessed with that?
It's 420, guys. Sorry.
Painting.
Oh! Yay!
It's actually 4 o'clock. 20 minutes into 4 o'clock. We made it another year.
Another blunt. We should have had rolled up a bunch that we can light all together.
I would say painting. I love painting.
I fucks with that velvet.
Yes.
Is it therapeutic?
Yeah. And tattoos. I have fucking...
Mad.
What, man?
I see.
Yeah.
What about you, Jose?
I don't know. Smoking,
what's one hobby
music,
that they
think?
Oh,
I'm
smoking.
Not really obsessed with smoking, though, so... I guess it would be music. I do anything with music.
Yeah?
Yeah, so that would be type obsessive.
Okay. Alrighty. Spanky.
I miss the obvious answers, photography. Like, I don't know, that's just my shit.
They tell you do it too much?
No. I mean, like, I probably shouldn't have told my mom this, but like, when I'm out of school in Queens.
Wait, where's this going?
Yeah, when I'm out of school in Queens, if I got like a day off, I'll just hop on the subway and get off at a random stop.
Oh.
And just start shooting.
Wait.
I like shooting.
Spin a block.
Like, with my camera. You
know what I mean? I feel you.
Yeah, this block today.
I just be getting off my random blocks. Walking around, be getting lost.
That's, you know, that's lit, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just be getting lost with my camera and shit, so yeah. Yeah.
So you love photography?
Yeah, it's my shit.
It's my
baby.
I feel like that's not your hobby, though. That's your passion.
Camila. What about you, Marty?
My mom got mad at me.
Why?
Because she wanted to go somewhere. It wasn't like nothing serious. But I was like, nah, I got a session and shit like that. She was like, you always recording.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Like, nah, I can't.
You might not make it to the top. You won't remember this.
Like, she supported me and shit, but it was just like mad funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, fuck, what else? I don't know what else to fucking do. Like,
yeah.
I was like, I'm gonna go to sleep or I'm gonna eat something.
Fuck.
Or watch anime and that's it.
I swear, every time I see this man's story, every day they come out with a new song, and it's just like, wait, what?
Exactly.
Bro,
what?
Hello?
You.
I'm like, damn, slow down. Cool. No, wait, don't slow down. No.
What about you?
The most recent hobby I found just to be in love with is to just, like, take a certain album that has come out during, like, the year. Like, right now, the one that I'm listening to is, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go by Billie Eilish.
Okay, wait, before you continue, what is her genre?
You would say it's kind of like a mix between like just bedroom pop and...
Can you give me an artist reference?
Classical.
I'm trying to remember. It's this Mexican dude. He's fucking killing it right now, but... Yeah.
Is it Omar Apollo?
Something like, yeah.
Kuko. There you go. Kuko.
Yeah. Fucking Jay. You know, Jay loves Kuko.
Kuko's great, man. Mm-hmm. What? Yeah. No, he's a real big bedroom pop artist. That's killing me. But yeah, what I like to do is I just like to take the album and then just like have it on repeat, because I just like to dissect, like when it comes to just like a whole album, because I don't like listening to music as like singles. It's mm-hmm. like if I have the project in front of me, I want to listen to the whole thing on repeat, because I want to try to see, you know, every new thing that I can find that interests me, that I can like get information from to use in my own work, you know.
I see. I feel you. I'm about to look up.
Correct. He hiding.
Wait, because it's quiet. Nobody's talking about that. What happened?
He's scared. Why are you scared? Don't be scared.
What was the question, though? What was the
We're going to All right. Let me switch it up.
Don't switch it up.
Why can't I
answer? Everybody answer that. I got to answer.
Okay. All right. Which hobby do people say you're obsessed with?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
She said, switch it up.
No, I got my answer ready. I can name some things for him. What are you obsessed
Nobody can say jacking off, okay? We're
not going to okay. You just said it.
I don't know. So that.
Smoking. You're obsessed with smoking. Hothead. What else? You're obsessed with smiling. You smile all the time.
You
can't help it.
It's not hot. You know, we have a best friend.
Just read you for no reason. Yeah.
Like, can I
read
live?
My life? Like, I'm just trying to survive.
No, I'm not sure I read you. I just can't help it.
Fuck it.
All right, this is. I'm obsessed with, in a weird way, I'm obsessed with spirituality.
Like, well, me too.
I really am. I'm into the signs, I'm into the cards, I'm into church. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not into church, I'm into God. I'm not really into church anymore. But I grew up in a church, but I'm not really. But I'm way more spiritual now. Yeah. I'm obsessed with that.
I'm a Buddhism. Buddhist, sorry.
Okay. I'm obsessed with bars. Like, whether.
Like rap bars?
Yeah. Like, listening to niggas' music or watching a rap battle. Like, I obsess over bars, hearing bars.
Okay.
Heavy.
You like watching rap battles?
Oh, what? I'm in the scenes.
You wait, you in the background? I'm next time I'm watching, I'm gonna look back there.
I got you. I'll see the links.
I'll throw up a peace sign in the back so you can see me. Did we get to you guys?
Yeah, no, I think it was.
The cool. one, like, I signed up for too much.
Right? No, I'm just high as hell. Yeah. I'm telling you, I've been smoking like. Celebrating the 420.
I gotta let people know when they come on here. It's dangerous.
Yeah, facts. I feel like I'm inside a fucking pizza roll right now.
Is it my turn? It's fucking.
Oh,
it's
hot, right? Okay. It's the crazy box
right now, bro.
Yo, this I took my glasses off because I thought my glasses were dirty.
Look,
it's just a
fog.
It's steamy in here, huh?
All right, so let's get a little nasty.
My favorite part. Hi, Scorpio. Yeah, I'm a Scorpio.
I ain't come prepared for this. I showered before I came.
What's your birthday?
You showered before you came?
I'm a Halloween.
My best friend is on Halloween.
That's not close. Wait, we were saying that y'all got the same birthday?
No.
Oh, I'm like, oh, your same time. I need a lighter, guys.
There you go.
Hey, it's a crackhead joint.
You can have this, because
it's a crackhead joint. You're just trying to give me a crackhead joint, because you don't want me to blow up.
Nah, because it's red.
Sure,
I did. I left him on here.
You have a lighter?
Oh, yeah, I think he has
one.
You want it?
I got one right here. She said I could keep it.
You can keep it. I don't want that shit.
Boxers or briefs, boys?
Briefs.
Boxer briefs.
Facts. Sorry.
I'm gonna throw it out in the next 10 minutes. It's gonna be a bunch of random blurbs. I wanna hear quick answers. I wanna hear first things on minds.
I don't know if I can go that fast or
not. No, it's not that quick. It's ten minutes.
Oh, okay.
And then I wanna hear, I'm gonna pick one person to do a backstory real quick, but that's why it's good. Okay, so I said boxes or briefs, boys.
Boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs.
Boxer.
No, this. The answer is boxer briefs. Yes. Fuck all of that. Yeah.
What are those tidy whitey types?
Those are briefs.
And what are the types that are flowing? Would you be mad if your girl went commando?
No.
At your sister's wedding.
Ooh.
Spicy. Oh, that's mad specific, but like, I don't give a fuck.
Maybe not.
Hello.
You got commanded on us anyway. I'm saying, fuck this money.
Or.
Fucking up your shit.
Let me fuck in the bathroom. Shit.
What if your girlfriend went commando on your sister's bridal?
I don't know, man. I mean, if she's comfy, I guess why not? But it's just like, I don't know. The way I was thinking about it was like, why she got to go out like that without me? You know what I'm saying?
What intentions? What intentions
that she dirty?
She said
it
was laundry day.
Come on. Come on. For what? I got a whole fucking.
You going to let me wear your briefs?
Wash and dry out my house. Like,
listen,
all
I'm saying is I ain't got no fucking underwear, but I got to go out tonight. It's the plan. I'm the maid of honor. Okay?
Nah. You going to wash just for what reason? You know what I'm saying? What intentions does she have? Like, it's.
What if you she didn't tell you?
And sometimes, like, I don't know.
Now, that's some different shit. Women be all savage nowadays,
so it's like, you just never know. You know what I'm saying? They be all
women
savage.
Women be savage with panties on.
That's true.
They
be taking
that's
them
true.
Off.
Wait,
damn,
what
you had these. Like, what? Comfortable going commando.
Yeah.
Unstoppable.
So yeah, like I said,
if she's more comfortable, yeah, like I said, if she's more comfortable, then fine. But, like, but if I know my girl, you know what I'm saying, and I know she
usually got a panty.
Yeah, like what? You know what I'm saying?
Your panty line.
Yeah, for what? So.
What if your girlfriend came home from work one day and you didn't feel panties on, but you knew damn well when you watched her get dressed this morning she had on panties, but you know that there's this nigga at the job she been talking about.
Yeah, every dimension you added to that question was hilarious.
Her work husband.
It just points to being at the job. That's it.
Like, now I'm in jail.
That's mad weird.
It's mad weird. That happens.
Right, I meet somebody. Fuck. That's the mystery.
What if
she was a stripper?
Oh. What you mean?
That's the situation. I find out why. I'm gonna give you one time and one time only.
Oh, he a nice guy. Nah, you out of
here. Let me smell your dick.
Look, this is what you do, bro. Where your panties at? You gotta do.
If
she say some dumb shit like off the wall, like I slipped and fell and they ripped. Nah.
This nigga said I slipped and fell on the
ground. Are you alright?
Give that excuse.
Nah, hell no.
I pissed on myself. That's
you already mad at that point.
You're not like, where are your panties?
Exactly. It don't really matter what you say.
You better go buy
your
panties, bitch.
Yeah, you gotta come back.
I couldn't buy no more panties.
But what if she was on her period?
That's another excuse, but yeah, niggas, yeah. If that's
well, exactly. Hold on, you're giving some facts and knowledge. it, okay, if you're not expecting it, and it's coming earlier,
but he would
still know because that's his bitch. Like, he would know, like, yes,
but
that's
if you're not expecting
around
it
that time
and
it
comes,
but
not
her
panties.
That's what I'm saying. If she says something like,
"Whatever,
what
if you're
wearing
the panties, are you not gonna have panties on? You gonna free bleed? You gotta wear the panties. No,
but
I'm saying,
but you don't have to wear underwear when you have your period.
Tampons are a lie.
I wear panties when I have my period. I just don't.
I mean, yeah.
Nobody at the office about to have no extra pair of drawers.
Somebody at the office is gonna have a tampon or a pad.
Yeah,
that's a fact.
So
yeah.
Then she don't gotta get rid of the drawers.
What you mean she don't gotta get rid of?
Well, if she okay, well he could have a point. If she can feel herself getting the
period, and I'm not home. I'm throwing them motherfucking drawers out,
yo,
and I might burn them.
It's always
what you mean?
The boys are getting uncomfortable. Maya says, I am sorry. I forgot we're talking about period. I'm supposed to be talking about dicks and pussy.
No.
I'm sorry.
I don't really have nothing to say about dick. We can talk about pussy all night. You know what I'm saying?
Take off the swag.
I'll tell you this right now. For this situation, you just got to hit her with the reverse baby boy. You know what I'm saying? Let me smell the pussy. Do it smell like dick?
Can I smell?
Oh my God.
Yo, you remember that song?
Yeah, I remember that. Can I smell your dick?
I would never degrade myself.
Do you smell like dick?
If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do.
Let me ask y'all this. What's the one quality you'd never want your spouse to know about from your past? Not too crazy. If it's dark and deep, don't tell us. I'm just saying, like...
You said quality?
Yeah, one. Oh, not quality. I'm sorry. I meant to change that as I was speaking. What's the one thing from your past that you don't want your spouse to know about? But you don't have to be deep and dark. We're not trying to get too crazy. I don't want nobody saying, you made me tell me this. This is not Dr. Phil.
I don't know.
I think we should skip this question.
Oh, you got deep.
The block is hot.
You don't got no weird. I mean, like, weird. Y'all. Okay.
Real G's move in silence like lasagna.
Let's go to the next question. What's the worst consequence you've ever faced for doing something you really wanted to do? I guess like a dream. We can say a dream.
Leave the block when my mom told me not to.
Okay. Let us know. Is that a bar?
You ain't never want to know what was on the other side of the street. And your mom told you come go over there.
Oh, shit. I know what you're talking about.
You did it with your friends that one time.
I ain't doing
it with
my friends, though.
Tore the fuck up.
Nah,
how she see me?
The problem is,
how she not see me.
Exactly. The problem is. The problem is in like situations like that, growing up in Dover. The problem is with Dover and shit like that. Dover's small as fuck, right? And all the fucking Puerto Ricans know each other. So anytime I went out to try and do hood rat shit with my friends, one of my dad's old poker buddies that he hasn't probably talked to in like 5 years sees me wilding out in the street, and the next thing I know, my dad's pulling up in a whip, like, what the fuck you doing, blah blah blah, getting whipped and get my ass beat. And that shit happened to me throughout my entire childhood.
Like, that's a normal occurrence. Yeah. I wouldn't expect that someone would probably.
And like, there was just some old lady who just knew my mom, who like babysat my mom when she was a kid. Just, you're such an asshole. And my mom was like, bang.
Fuck. So you expect to get told on by the time you do some crazy shit.
Okay. And he still did it.
Hell yeah.
If I knew, it was just like, fuck it. It was inevitable. I'd just wild out.
Have more fun.
Might as well.
I'm trying to think. Should I go to Lessons from Leash? Yeah, I'll do Lessons from Leash now. So Lessons from Leash is a segment, a part of the show where we talk to... Okay, let me start at this. I always do this. I always start talking about it and have to go back. Six Brown Chicks is a thread that I follow on Twitter that they put out a thread every week. It's super funny where people send in their questions. Is anyone else dying?
Facts.
Can niggas just open the door?
Like, word.
Open the door. Let us in.
Are we breaking the box?
Let us in.
Wow, we broke the box.
Not OD. Just a little bit.
No, it got weird, sweaty, hot.
I thought it was that air.
Six brown. She started breathing harder. That shit started hitting. Like, you started getting confused. You know what? I start hyperventilating and start freaking out because you don't know these people like that, but you like. I can't take my jacket off. All right, so Six Brown Chicks has a thread that shit feels so that they put out every week that somebody puts questions on there and they ask the world of Twitter, and I was like, fuck that. The hot box can answer those questions way better. So I'm gonna let y'all know question by question, and y'all can let me know your answer, whoever so chooses, because there's a lot of heads and I don't know if everybody will have a chance to talk. So if you like the question, raise your hand and I'll point it up. Question one, told my soulmate I'm pregnant. And, okay, hold on. Let me read it the way they type it too. Told my soulmate I'm pregnant. I got loud in your ear. Right now.
Told my soulmate
I'm pregnant. I appreciate it.
It should sound like the beginning of Say Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Then he ghosted. Oh, wait, hold on.
Ghost train. He was off the
ghost train. That's how he's skipping. Hold on. Oh, man. That's how he's skipping. Facts. That's why we smoked the ghost train. Sponsored by ghost train. Sponsored by ghost train should be the title.
Dirty so, back is sponsored by ghost train.
Hey, yo, ghost train, listen.
Turns out that he wasn't okay.
Hear ye from on high, the ballad of Rico Nasty. She shall one day walk among our mortal coil, to bring forth light to the nasty mob. And lo, the world shall exalt the new OG. For today, she descends.
Money out the roof.